Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the executive director of a Chippewa Valley-based ministry looking to continue its impact in Liberia, West Africa, holding a dessert celebration this Friday night, and also a brand new ministry, which is 3-in-1, called Different Ministry, based out of Willard, Wisconsin, with an event you'll want to know about, a great concert of an artist, Jason Gray, on Saturday, June 21st, and that's just the start. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, Teamwork Africa is an organization that, to be honest, I am a co-founder of with my wife, Peggy. You've likely heard the story, a little 2.5-year-old boy, Habakkuk, that we had hoped to adopt, died of cholera, of dirty drinking water that led to efforts to put in a well and then a school and then Teamwork Africa. And it continues on now 14 years later. And this Friday night at 6, June 6th at 6 p.m. at Bethesda Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Teamwork Africa holding a dessert celebration. And I spoke with my wife this week, in fact, just yesterday, about what's going on.
Well, we're doing it a little bit different this year. Instead of a dinner, we're doing dessert. So make sure to come to enjoy some delicious desserts that'll be provided. And I'm really excited to talk about the focus that Teamwork Africa has now on youth mentorship and education. We have found with all of the projects that we've tried, the leading cause of challenges that we have is really lack of education. And so we really feel like in order to promote positive change in Liberia, we need to really work on educating kids and teaching character qualities and teaching them how to follow Jesus.
Peggy says, even if you can't make it this Friday night at 6 to Bethesda in Eau Claire, please consider sponsoring a Starfish child for $25 a month or $300 a year.
Yes, you can certainly sponsor kids on the website. We do have many children who are still in need of sponsors. And we're also trying to raise money to start open a new school this fall. And so we're very excited about getting those teachers some really foundational teacher training so that they can provide the best education possible in Liberia.
Finally, Peggy says,
if you are planning on coming this Friday, you still have time to send me a Facebook message or shoot me a quick email. But even if it's a last minute thing, we will certainly have extra places and extra dessert involved. And I'm just, after all these years, Teamwork Africa is 14 years old now, and we have had lots of highs and lows.
Peggy says,
I'm really excited to tell some new stories of lives that have been impacted by the work that Teamwork Africa does, and to share our updated mission statement, which is about mentoring young people so that they can be Jesus in their families and their communities. Really love to see everyone, to enjoy this special night of celebrating what our teamwork can do in Liberia.
Again, if you received a Teamwork Africa invite to the dessert celebration this Friday night, let us know where you're coming, or if you could make a gift in lieu of your attendance, that'd be terrific as well. Otherwise, we'd love to see you Friday night at 6 at Bethesda Lutheran Brethren in Eau Claire. Meanwhile, how about Paul and Nicole Ketter-Henry? They're launching a new ministry called Different Ministry, which is really 3-in-1. At their website, differentministry.org, Paul says, for 47 years, I endured Satan's spiritual attack and deception, putting addiction into my life and separating me from God before I surrendered everything to Christ. And Paul and Nicole are wholehearted in their efforts in this new ministry. I caught up with Paul just yesterday and began our conversation by asking, you shared your testimony with us, I think, last year. It was Partner Pledge Day, and I don't remember hearing anything about this, so what's been going on?
Well, since then, just doing a lot of praying and soul-searching, and for 4 years, I've been feeling a calling to something bigger than myself, that God had a plan. And about five months, this has all happened in 5 months. 5 months ago, I finally heard his voice, and he told me what I needed to do.
And what did he tell you?
He told me to build a stage. It sounds a little odd, but it sounded just as odd to me, but he told me, I actually got upset with God, and I was sort of yelling at him a little bit in my truck going down the roads because I was so frustrated in what path he wanted me to go on. And it was like I heard a voice that said, quit being so narrow-minded. I didn't give you these different paths to do separately. I gave them to you to do all at once. And I asked, and when you ask God a question, you better be prepared for an answer, because I said, how? Where do I even start? And this was at 9 in the morning until probably about 6 o'clock at night. It echoed into my head, build a stage. And I had no idea what, why, where. I had no clue. I'm just like, okay. And it just kept coming. And I got home. And the moment I told my wife, I think God wants us to build a stage. And she said, okay. It disappeared. So that was the beginning of putting this ministry together, which is threefold, as you said. You know, I did a little dabbling on some recording in the past of different stories of change and grace, and that we've been starting that up again. We actually just yesterday did another recording, and it's amazing, a story of how God's mercy shined on someone in real darkness. And then we also have the stage, which is called Build a Stage. And we're going to add productions on the end of that because everybody keeps thinking we're always going to be building a stage. So it is Build a Stage Productions, and it's a metaphor for when God asked you to do it, like he did me, and not even knowing why, I took that step of faith and just said, okay, Lord, you called, I'm here. And I had no idea what it was going to turn into, but I could go on for 3 hours about it all, but it came around that my wife reminded me that one of the things I wanted to do was to help people that were suffering with addiction. I myself, if you heard my testimony, was healed. I instantly healed. I've had no desire or withdrawal or anything since that moment. But unfortunately, God doesn't give that mercy to everybody. So I want to be out there to show them that through Christ and Christ alone, you can find freedom in addiction.
Yeah, for sure. And so these kind of work together. So different, the Stories of Change and Grace, that is your YouTube channel, and you'll have different testimonies there. And is that already up and running? And what is that? Is that under different ministry then or what?
Yeah, if you go to the website, differentministry.org, and you just have to go to the ministries, and it shows you the different parts. You go to different Stories of Change and Grace, and we're going to be posting on the fourth one. This will be our fourth month of doing it. So,
but then obviously yep. These other aspects of ministry too, where the Build a Stage you've talked about, and these are going to be these outdoor concerts the third Saturday of the month from June through October, and you've got some terrific artist schedules starting with Jason Gray on June 21st.
Yeah, we're super excited for that. We were not expecting. We thought we would get like King, not that King's Conquest isn't an amazing band, but they're not national. We thought it'd be a couple years, and I just bumped into the right person at the right time when we were starting to look for bands. And they're like, "Hey, do you want national bands? Is that in your budget?" And I said, "Well, that all depends." Jason Gray gave it an amazing discount. And it just so that our first concert was much more affordable. But, you know, in July, we got Rhett Walker. We have, now I'm not going to say about August yet because I don't have a contract. But one really exciting one is September. People want to mark. It'll be September 20th. Jason Gray is coming with
Rachel Lampa
and another gentleman.
Chris August.
We are on his acoustic Storytime tour, which is just amazing that we're actually on a tour date. And then we're going to be closing out the year in the fall in October with Mr. Josh Wilson that did a song with Jason Gray. And it's an amazing song. If you haven't heard it, you need to look that up.
A very impressive lineup. I mean, and people have not been to a concert in Willard before. So where is Willard? How do you get there?
Willard, that's another loaded question. If you're in Marshfield or Stevens Point, you just bring County Road H straight out of west out of Marshfield. And where it turns to go north on County G at the second stop sign, that it would be Willard. And we're 1 mile up to the left. From Eau Claire, you can come through Fairchild or across 29 or Wausau across 29 to either County Road O or County Road M, and just bring it down, and your GPS will bring you straight to Man Road, which we're at WA271 Man Road, Willard, and that's 55493. And it's a little drive, but it's going to be worth it. We've got such a beautiful atmosphere out here. Our whole area is surrounded by 70-foot hardwoods. We just have our small speaker set up, and it's just amazing, the acoustics and the sound you get out there. Once the professional system gets out of my garage and actually hung, it's going to be amazing. You bring a chair, a blanket, we'll have food, there'll be merchandise from the artists and stuff to support the ministry. Through time, we're going to have shirts that are for all of the aspects of the ministry, but we will have a limited amount of actual concert shirts that will be dated. So it's going to be a great time. Just go to differentministry.org and go to tickets, and they're right there. And so, check out the raffles we got. They're pretty awesome, too.
You know, in basketball or in theater, you can be a triple threat, right? In basketball, you can pass, dribble, shoot. In theater, right? Sing, dance, act. But you are a triple threat ministry. You've got what's going on through YouTube. You've got these concerts planned. But and again, huge recognizable names, all artists we play. And again, Caleb and I don't know, just absolutely love Jason Gray. And so we're just so applaud you for this. And then lastly, the Made New Recovery. I mean, it would seem to me the idea is to fund the Made New Recovery. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, everything is revolved around Made New Ministry. Made New Ministry is a recovery program that really impresses the different characteristics of repentance, how the Bible and the armor of God to be utilized, relationship with God in prayer, mending with forgiveness and accountability for past, present, and future. And we just focus on how we use the power of the Holy Spirit let Him help guide you and to help fight for you, because addiction is a sin, and it's a battle that Satan has been waging against humanity since the beginning to keep us separated from God, and that's his number one goal. And we want to honestly, we just go kick Satan's butt and bring people to the Lord. I mean, it's just, and then with the Build a Stage, that finances that, but we don't just help people with addiction. We are also hoping, if the donations come in and these concerts go well, we're going to have a tuition for people that need. Say somebody has a sexual addiction or an eating addiction, and they need more of a professional help, and they can't afford it. They don't have insurance for it. We want to help take away every roadblock to freedom and that road to Christ that we can. And that would include detox. It could be anything that we can't handle. We help them find a good Christian counselor or a facility to help clean out their system. I remember what it was like when I, before Christ, and I was struggling and tried to quit. I understand that stronghold that alcohol, drugs, women, everything has on a man. And when you replace that with the love of Christ and the blood that was shed for us, and you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you and talk to you and speak to you, and you can come out of it completely different, know what true peace and true love and what hope really is. And that's a hope in eternity with our Savior. And when they do finish the program or they succeed, then we get them onto the recording. So it all sort of works together. I look forward to our first participant to be able to be on YouTube. I don't know if I'll be able to hold my exposure. It's going to be very powerful. So
your last,
but people could.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Your last name is pronounced Catter Henry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep. And people could support us in different ways. Buy tickets. Come to the concerts. That really helps us out. That supports us. Buy raffle tickets. Come on, $100 for a restored 1980 CJ5 Jeep. I mean, if you win, that's a steal. And me and my son rebuilt the drivetrain and the motor ourselves. You know, it's just not something that was bought. You could donate online. You could, biggest thing right now is volunteers. Anybody has a Saturday wants to help get this all put together, and especially days of concert. You can't afford the ticket for a concert, that's fine. Come on out, volunteer. The artists all want, you know, 3-4 people on their merchandise tables, sometimes to flip slides. We're going to have a couple security just in case, some parking attendants, and help setting up and cleaning up afterwards. And you get to experience the concert for free then. So just check out our website and see what you can do. And if it's something the Lord leads you to support, then we ask for your support. But if not, that's okay too. But at least just pray for us. Pray that God keeps leading us for His glory and for in His will. So,
and again, most
that's the biggest thing I could ask.
Most immediately right now, if people want to get tickets for the Jason Gray concert on June 21st, tell us, I understand what the gate opens at 5, and then what time would be the concert? And it sounds like they can go to differentministry.org to get their tickets.
Yep, differentministry.org to buy the tickets. VIP will have special parking or closer parking. They will be able to get in at 4:30 and have a meet and greet with Jason Gray and His Way, which are Wisconsin's Whammy faith-based performer of the year. And talk to them guys. And then the general admission start coming in at 5. His Way will be playing from around 6 for 40 minutes, and then Jason Gray will hit the stage at 7 until 8:30. But hint, hint, I got word that he is very famous to run a lot longer than what he scheduled. So be prepared for a 9 o'clock concert if we're graced with that. But we're just happy to have him out here. We're super stoked.
Fantastic. Paul Catter-Henry on the new ministry, 3-in-1 ministry of differentministry.org, the different video podcasts at Stories of Change and Grace, the YouTube channel for Different Ministry, different testimonies, and also the Build the Stage productions and those concerts starting with Jason Gray on June 21st in Willard, and Made New Recovery, helping those in addiction and other related challenges. So learn more at differentministry.org. That's all one word, differentministry.org. And before that, Peggy Halverson of Teamwork Africa on their event this Friday night, a dessert celebration at Bethesda Lutheran Brethren Church in Eau Claire, the corner of Hamilton and State. You can communicate that your plans to attend at the Teamwork Africa Facebook page, or just show up. There'll be plenty of dessert, and you can support a great cause. The preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.